Wäre nicht mal Savi Murray für mich so. Pilchers wäre nicht mal Danielle Schöne, was für sure Fall. This week's Parsha is Beshalach. So we have the mitzvah of eating Shkimel Seudos Beshabbos. Ichlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom, hayom lo simtza'u basode. That it says three times hayom. Ichlu hayom, Shabbos hayom, Hayom lo simtza'u basada, the three times hayom. And so therefore the Chazal darshaned in the Gemara in Shabbos, the three times hayom, echlu hayom, shik Shabbos hayom, hayom lo simtza'u basada, is the core for Shalashuddis. There are some shittas that hold that this is a real din d'oraisa. Some shittas hold that it's a real din d'oraisa to eat shalosh shudos, meaning to eat the three meals. To eat the three meals. In fact, I was just doing this with my talmidim and shiur, the discussion, you know, in Erev Pesach shechal yos b'Shabbos. So normally people have minyanim early, right? You get up early. That's the one Shabbos in the that everyone has the early. The early minyan, because you still want to, if you want to still eat chametz, so you want to do it before and get rid of the chametz, and so there's a tshuva written in the Sefer Mishnah Sochir. I don't know if you ever heard of the Sefer Mishnah Sochir. Mishnah Sochir was a Sefer written by Rav Tachtel. Rav Tachtel, in the Zionist world, he was famous because he wrote a sefer called Eim HaBonim Smecha. And in the Hasidic world, in the Satmar world, so that's not exactly the sefer that the go-to sefer, but the Mishnah Sochir, he wrote another sefer called Mishnah Sochir. One of my talmidim, Rabbi Ari Feld, pointed out, it's interesting that they make that divide, that the Mishnah Sochir, that, you know, you can look in Eim HaBonim Smecha, so they're not looking in. So he has a discussion, what if a person woke up late on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and it's already after this man of that you can't eat chametz in. So now what is he going to do? So the Mishnah Sochir discusses from based on the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer has this tremendous chiddush. It's not so poshut that we should follow this chiddush, but a tremendous chiddush that he wants to say that the idea of sholosh sudos on Shabbos is a din d'oraisa, and therefore, since the issur of eating matzah on Erev Pesach is only a d'rabbanan, that's clear. It's only a d'rabbanan. So the question is: could the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah be of sudos Shabbos doicha the issur of eating matzah on Erev Pesach? So Chasam Sofer seems to say that it might be able to be docha the iser. So then he was. So the Mishnah Sochir discusses the possibility of him eating actually matzah on Erev Pesach, even though matzah on Erev Pesach is something we would never do. You know, we would never do matzah on Erev Pesach. But since it's in order to facilitate one to get the mitzvah of Gimel Sudos, so then the Chasam Sofer discusses the possibility, and the Mishnah Sochir discusses the possibility that he could even eat matzah on Erev Pesach if it's to fulfill, if it's an Erev Pesach Shalos Shabbos, regular Erev Pesach. So of course you can't eat, but here if it's for this mitzvah, for the mitzvah purpose, So whether we're going to follow that sheet, hopefully we won't oversleep. But if we're going to follow that shita, that would be a big chiddush to be able to eat the three sudos with, well, probably Friday night, he didn't oversleep, so he maybe eat chametz, or today people eat egg matzah. But on Shabbos morning, that he overslept, and now it's already... So that had that possibility. But the idea being that that it could be that this is a real din d'oraisa. So it shows how important it is the mitzvah of eating Gimel Sudos on Shabbos. Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom, Hayom Lo Simtza'u Basadeh. And this mitzvah is even for women. People have to realize that. That women are also chayiv in Gimel Sudos. It's not only for men. Women also, a lot of times, people are lax with, especially the women, are lax of eating Gimel's, the Shalos, especially the third meal. The first two meals, they're good. But sometimes the third meal, they might not be as, so they should make sure that they should eat. And the two, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the two reasons given in the Rishonim why women also have the obligation, either because af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, because they were also recipients of the miracle of the month. And the Gimel Sudos were the zecher to the month. Of course, it says by the month, ichlu hayom, kishabos hayom, hayom lo simtza'u basadeh. So they were recipients. So af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, that's number one. And the other one, as Rav Shechter pointed out from Rishonim, is because the pasuk says Zohar, it's Zohar v'shamor, right? So I'm going to take a place that says Zohar v'shamor. The Gemara darshins that anyone who is obligated in Shomor means the Losa says of Shabbos, they're also chayiv in the positive aspects of Shabbos. And since women can't do Malach on Shabbos, because even though mitzvah esei shas my grama noshi b'pturos, but this is a losas, this is the malacha. So since the shomer they're chayiv, then they're chayiv in zocher as well. So therefore they have to eat shalos shudos as well. So either because of the reason of what of afhein hayu bosa hanes, or because of the reason of zocher v'shomer, that anyone who is obligated in the losas says of Shabbos of the shomer is also obligated in the Zohar. So that's an important thing. It says Ichlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hayom Hayom. So some poskim are of the opinion that Dafki have to eat the Suda Be'etzem Hayom, meaning if you make an early Shabbos. So a lot of times, if you make an early Shabbos, you can finish the meal just about. You know, before, it depends how early you make the Shabbos. So some say that there's an inyan, some poskim hold that there's an inyan to eat part of the meal, at least even if you're going to start the meal early, maybe to have another kezias of bread later in the meal when it's already dark. So it's the etzem hayom to fulfill the idea of echlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom, etc. Now there's another interesting idea that's related to this issue is that when is this man of achila for the Gimel Sudos? So we have one suit at night, we have one and two in the day, and the simple shot is that the two in the day, one is in the morning and one is in the afternoon. In other words, you wouldn't be able to eat Shalos Shudos in the morning. That comes up when, you know, also when Erev Pesach Shalos Shabbos and people want to split the meal. So it might work according to some, but according to some, you can't eat. In other words, just like the three parts of the day, is the night, the morning, and the afternoon. So the Gimel Sudos are divided in that part as well. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. You know, in this time of year that we have short, what we call the short Shabbosim, it's always the same time of Shabbos. It's just we view it from the perspective of the daytime. The night is very long, but the daytime is. So people come home from shul. So there are two issues. One halacha is that you're not supposed to fast until chatzos, right? You're supposed to eat before chatzos. So that if you drink water before you go to shul, so now you're not fasting anymore. But the question is a lot of times people, especially this time of year, well, Chatzos is early. By the time they go home, so they might be fasting until Chatzos. So that's considered a bittul of Onek Shabbos, the fast until Chatzos. So we should try, if we know we're going to, in other words, if you go to a Kiddush and Shul, and the Kiddush is before Chatzos, So then you fulfilled that issue of not, you didn't violate this issue of fasting until Chatzos. But then there's another discussion whether you have to actually. So if you have a Kiddush in Shul, and the Kiddush is Chveis, 11 o'clock, the Kiddush, so that was before Chatzos, so then you didn't fast until Chatzos. But say you have the Kiddush in Shul, say you have the Kiddush in Shul, and then you come home to eat, especially if there's a Kiddush in Shul, the time you're going to come home to eat, a lot of times in this time of year, is going to be after Chatzos. So the question is, do we say, so big deal, you didn't fast till Chatzos, you're good? Or do we say, no, the Aruch HaShulchan has this other idea that no, that not only you can't fast until Chatzos, but the Suda Shniya has to be before Chatzos. At least you have to start it before Chatzos. Because the Sudos are divided. The Sudos are divided. So some people, some everybody thought not like that, that you don't have to mark it. But some people are makbid, the Dafka, based on the Aruch HaShulchan, the Dafka start the second Suda before Chatzos. So that's doable. It's just if there's going to be a Kiddush or the Shul is a long davening, then it might not. Then you can always rely on the sheet that you don't have to do it, as long as you didn't fast till Chatzos. But these are two separate. These are two separate issues. These are two separate issues. Then there's another issue. There's another halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if you didn't eat them, for some reason you weren't feeling well Friday night, and you couldn't eat the meal, then you could eat the three sudas in the daytime. You can make tashlumin and eat the three sudas in the daytime. But the main purpose of Suda Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. That's why a lot of times when people only eat the meal too late, and then they're not, when it comes to Shal Shudas, they're not going to enjoy it. So then if they're not going to enjoy it, they're really not fulfilled the mitzvah of Shal Shudas. Because the mitzvah is not to just stuff it down and make sure you stuff it down. If you mamish, like, you're full, and now you're going to take another piece of challah and stuff it down, so it's questionable whether you don't say the mitzvah by doing that. So you have to, so the Shulchan Aruch says, chacham einav barosho, that you should be careful enough to divide the parts of the day so you will enjoy each meal of Oneg Shabbos on each meal. In other words, in contrast to the mitzvah, say, of matzah, there of Pesach, where there, the mitzvah is to eat matzah, even if you don't enjoy matzah. You just have to eat it. That's the mitzvah. But Shabbos is not a mitzvah of eating. Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos, and you really fulfill the mitzvah if you have Oneg Shabbos. And if you don't have Oneg Shabbos, then you don't fulfill the mitzvah. There is a discussion in the poskim whether you could be Yotzei Suda Shabbos with Pasa Barbekist. In other words, say, for example, you eat at a Kiddush and you eat crackers at the Kiddush. So there's a discussion, the Alter Rebbe has this discussion on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it could be that you could be Yotze Suda Shabbos with Pasa Baba Kisna. In other words, if you have a crackers or if you have cookies or a piece of cake, then you would be able to be Yotze the Suda Shabbos with that. And then it could be that when you come home and you're eating lunch, that could already be Shalosh Shudas. That could already be Shalosh Shudas, and then you would be Yotzei. I remember many years ago, I spent Shabbos in Crown Heights when the Lubavitcher Rebbe was alive and well. So my friend and I, we were there for Shabbos. So we didn't daven at the late minyan. We found another shtibul in the neighborhood, so we davened regular time, like 8 o'clock. And then we came home, and we washed, and we had a meal like 10 o'clock, and then we went to see the goings on in 770, because they were first starting 10, 10:30, they were first starting the meal. So the way they were doing it is they had the Friday night meal, and then the davening started from 10 to 12, and then they came home at 12 o'clock. They made Kiddush and Mezonos. Then they went back to hear the Rebbe speak for 3 hours, and then they davened Mincha, and then they came home and they had a lunch at 5 o'clock. This was our May June time. So the shaila is, what about but so for us it wasn't a problem because we already had the Suda in the morning, but they were eating their lunch 5 o'clock in the afternoon. For us it was Shalosh Shuras. But it could be that if you hold that you Yotze Suda Shabbos even with Pasa Baba Kisnin, because Pasa Baba Kisnin is Pas. So it could be that you don't say Suda Shabbos even with that. So if you hold, you don't say with that. But most hold not that way. Most hold that the Pasa Baba Kisnin, you're not necessarily you don't say Suda Shabbos with that. And therefore, even if you had the Kiddush and you had cake and crackers at the Kiddush, you still have to have lunch and another meal after that to be you don't say Gimel Sudas. But that's the mitzvah on Shabbos of and again we have to a lot of times a lot of they became a minhag to have Shalosh Shuras in shul. Now, where did that minhag come from? So similar pshat, people are in shul, they're not going to schlep home and just practical. But as Rav Shechter pointed out, the Hasidim had a minhag, another minhag. And this was the following, that Chas V'Shalom, when somebody is dying, Chas V'Shalom, so there's an inyan to get 10 people by the mace, to be there should be a minyan of people to malave the neshama. If the neshama leaves, there should be in presence of 10 people. So therefore, Rav Shechter pointed out that the minhag of the Hasidim was that since at the end of Shalosh Shuras, the Neshama Yisera leaves the person, so therefore there's an inyan to have Shalosh Shuras b'minyan, to have a minyan for Shalosh Shuras, based on this idea, and hence, as Shapiro pointed out, that's how it became a minyan to have, as Shapiro pointed out, to have it in shul, because in shul you have Shalosh Shuras. Normally, we don't think of having a minyan for a Suda Shabbos, unless you want to. Have the hiddur of benching, with Zimun b'Shem Hashem, but there's an inyan to have a minyan. Shachter pointed out that Hasidim have this minyan to have a minyan for, and that's how Shachter pointed out it all started, the idea of having Shalosh Shuras in shul, and so that's why a lot of times since men are having it in shul, the women usually are not in shulim, so then they don't. They sometimes forget to have it. They don't have it. Now the poskim say that you could be more makel with Shalosh Shuras, not necessarily having to wash or with pasta, nogim, and other things that are not bread. But still, it's best if you could have it on bread as well. So that's why, and again, this is the time of the year that it becomes difficult. But it's progressing pretty nicely that the days are getting longer and longer. There was a time that was we were stagnant at one time, and now like every day is another minute. It's getting later and later. So when it gets later and later, it makes it easier to fulfill the Shalosh Shuras, and not to and even for women to fulfill Shalosh Shuras. But again, because the mitzvah is not only for men, the mitzvah of Shalosh Shuras is even for the women as well. And it's brought down in the poskim that covered yom is odif mi covered laila. If you have, and this time people have difficulty with this, so you have a special tavshil and you're deciding, should I serve it to the Friday night meal? Or should I serve it in the Shabbos lunch meal? So normally, somehow it becomes in our communities the Shabbat, the Friday night meal is more elaborate than the Shabbos lunch. But really, Kavod Yom is Adis, that you have that extra tavshil in the daytime. And as the Chasam Sofer says, that the Shabbos is Kaddish, but the Kedusha of Shabbos even gets greater as the day progresses. So therefore, Kavod Yom is Adif from Kavod Laila. So, because the problem becomes because there are issues of reheating food, and and that's why people sometimes just give cold cuts and things like that, and they're not as elaborate as the meal that they have Friday night. But really, the meal for Shabbos day should Kavod Yom is Adif from Kavod Laila. So we should keep that in mind when we're discussing that. I guess it's usually the women's obligation to decide what's going to be the menu at each meal. So you should, I don't know, maybe in some places, houses, the husband has the greater say than the woman. But Kavod Yom is Adif from Kavod Laila. Okay, so okay, some Mili Dagoda. The Shiltos, there's a sefer called the Shiltos de Rav Achai Go. It was the first sefer that's brought, as people say, written after the Gemara. And it's a sefer that people don't use so much today. It's on the Parsha, and its halacha is on the Parsha. The reason why it became popular in this day and age is because the Netziv wrote a Parish on the Shiltos. So since he wrote a Parish on the Shiltos, and the Netziv was very became a popular rabbinic personality because he was in the Voloshin Yeshiva. So people started, but Rabbi Moshe Tendler, Zatzal, who was Nifter not too long ago, in his shul Friday night, maybe before, he used to learn with the Balabatim Shiltos, the Shiltos of the Parsha. That was something that I don't know too many other rabbanim who've ever done that in the shuls, to learn shiltos, because that was the old minute. See, this goes back. You have to realize this sefer was written right after the Gemara, so it was. But it's a very chashuv sefer, and again, and it seems Peirush made it very enticing. So the shiltos writes that. The concept of having a Suda Shabbos is the concept of Chanukah Habayis. But we know whenever something new is built, a new house, a new Beis HaMikdash, there's an inyan to have a Suda. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, they had a Suda for 7 days, and then 7 days of Sukkos. And the Gemara says, if that 7 days, and then 7 days of Sukkot, seven and seven, that means they ate on Yom Kippur that day, that year. And they were very worried that maybe they did the wrong thing. And a baskol came out and said, don't worry, you did the right thing. Because it's apparently such an important idea of having a Chanukah Habayis and having a Suda together with that Chanukah Habayis. So that's the story of Chanukah Habayis. So therefore, the Shulchan says that's what Suda Shabbos is. Because what is Shabbos? The Shabbos is a commemoration of the creation of the world, right? So it's the Chanukah Habayis, the Chanukah HaOlam. A world was created. So we have a Suda to remind ourselves of that creation. Of the creation of the world, and just like whenever you have something new, a new bias, a new Beis HaMikdash, something new, you have a Suda together with that new thing of Chanukah's HaBayis. So that's what the Shiltos writes. So this is the sefer called Binyan Shlomo. He was the dayan in one of the dayanim in Vilna of Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. Him and his brother, Bezalel HaKohen of Vilna, the two Dayanim in Vilna. He said, based on this idea, he wants to explain the Gemara in Pesachim. We know that there's a machlokas of how do you observe the Sudas Yontif and Sudas Shabbos. One opinion says you split the day, Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. And the other opinion says, no, you could decide to have Kulu Lashem or Kulu Lachem, meaning you could have the whole day Lashem. And some hold that even means to fast. You can decide that that's Kulu Hashem or Kulu Lachem. Rav Shechter is of the opinion that even Kulu Hashem just means to have a small Suda, but some hold even to fast. So you could decide either, one opinion says you could decide either Kulu Hashem or Kulu Lachem. The other opinion says you just split the day. Chatzi Lashem. Half the day you're involved in eating and chatzi lachem and chatzi lashem. You know, one right. But the Gemara says that there's certain occasions that you don't have the choice. You can't say kulu lashem. You have to do chatzi lashem chatzi lachem. Now everyone knows the Gemara about Shavuos. Hakol modim b'Shavuos the beinim nami lachem. That Shavuos, you can't decide, which is an interesting idea. Shavuos, you would think, is the one day of Matan Torah. So if you decide that I want to learn the whole day and not eat, you would be able to do so. The Gemara says, no. Shavuos has to be Chatzi Lachem. You have to have a Lachem aspect on Shavuos. You can't choose to do Kul Lashem. Shavuos, when else? Purim, you have to have Lachem. And Shabbos. Those are the three occasions, the Gemara says in Pesachim Samches, that the three occasions that you can't say, I'm going to do Kulu Hashem. I'm going to spend the whole day davening, learning, and I'm going to not even eat or whatever. So the other Yom Tovim, you could, according to some. You could do either Kulu Hashem, it's a machlokas, according to that opinion. According to that opinion, you could do, but on Shabbos, Shavuos, and Purim, you have to have a Suda. So what's the special, what's the common denominator between Shabbos and Shavuos and Purim? So the Binyan Shlomo says, based on the Shilkos, because the whole idea of Suda Shabbos is Chanukah Sabais, Chanukah Sa'olam, like the Shilkos says. So therefore we have a Suda's Ba'a, to represent the idea that the world was created. But we know that when Hashem created the world, it was in flux. Hashem says, if you accept the Torah, fine. And if not, the world is going to go back to tohu vavohu. Right? So that's the pshat that Chazal say, Yom HaShishi, Vayikul HaShemayim. HaShishi, Shishi B'Sivan. That the world was in flux until Shishi B'Sivan. And then Shishi B'Sivan, they accepted the Torah. So now the world is what? Is Kayim. So therefore you need another Chanukah Sabayis on Shavuos. Because just like Shabbos, the Suda is for what? Is for the Brias HaOlam. So too Shavuos is another Brias HaOlam. Because Shavuos, now the world is going to be set in place because we accepted the Torah. So you have another Suda, Shavuos. You can't just say, I'm going to learn the whole day of Shavuos. And when is the third time? Purim. Because we know that when the world was created on Shavuos, when the Torah was accepted on Shavuos, it was under duress. Right? It was under duress. That Kaf Aleim HaKigigis. So they had to re-accept it in the time of re-accepted in the time of Purim. And therefore, Hadar Kibluha, they accepted the Torah again in the time of a Chashverosh, and now at Mitoch Ava in Shavuos it was Mitoch Yira. It was out of fear, because so Hashem had to put the mountain, the Har Sinai on top of them and say it. So it was lacking the Kabbalah Sotah. So they accepted again in Purim out of Simcha, and now the world is for sure firm, because It was a real Kabbalah Satori. And now the world is not going to go back to Tov Vavo. So then what? Another Suda of Purim. But all the three Sudas are all the says the Bnei Shlomo for the same idea that of Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah Sa'ol. And that's the idea that now the world is firm. It's interesting, you know, the Psukim by Orche HaMolchama, Mi'aisha Shabana Bayis Lo Chanocha. The Psukim say that there's certain people that get a tour from going to a draft tour. If you build a bayis and you don't, Lo Chanocha, which literally means you didn't live in it yet. So you were afraid that someone else is going to come into your bayis and live there. So if you're going to go out to the war, so we say, okay, you're exempt. You can. But the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says, Mi'aisha Shebona Bayis V'lo Chanocho. You know what that means? He built the bayis and he didn't put up the mezuzah. He didn't put up the mezuzah. Mi'aisha Shebona Bayis V'lo Chanocho. That's considered the, because we could say the same idea. When you put up the mezuzah, that brings the kedusha into the house. That brings the shmirah into the house. And that's why a lot of times you see people buy houses and then you go into a house and they didn't put up the mezuzahs yet. And it's not good, because you don't get, when you buy a house and you live there, you have to put it up right away. Right away. You don't get, if you rent in Chutz La'aretz, you get the 30-day dispensation, right? But if you buy a house, you know, it's not, you know, oh, we didn't get around to it. What do you mean you didn't get around to it? You mevatel a mitzvah. As soon as you bought the house and you started living there. If you didn't live there, if you didn't live in the house yet, so then, okay, you didn't live in the house. But once you you live in the house, then you have to put it up right away. You don't have any, you know, dispensation of waiting a day, waiting a week. And a lot of times, there's a lot of times people buy the house. They're so busy with different things for chulei. And a lot of times they have mezuzahs with them from a previous thing, but it's not enough. I still have to go. In other words, but... And that's what the Targum Yonasan says. Mi ha'isha asher bana bayis v'lo chanocho means that you didn't put up the mezuzah, because that's the chinuch. That gives the house the firmness of the house. So, and you know, the also the concept of the suda, the Shem Yishmuel says, is just like when the Gemara says, when the Pasuk says, Lo Seilech Rochil Ba'amecha. So Chazal explained, it means that they used to have a Suda together, and he would speak Lashon Hara, but when you ever have, you have a Suda, that solidifies things. That solidifies things. It's interesting, the Arachayim HaKadosh says something very interesting. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created it in one-week intervals. In other words, he created the world for a week, and then we're going to keep Shabbos, then we're going to keep it going another week. And in other words, he didn't create it as one creation. Every week it has to be restored again. So perhaps also some want to say that the idea of Suda Shabbos is this idea, because the Suda, as the Shem Yishmuel says, when you want to tell something, you want to have a business deal, right? So you have a, you go out for lunch together, right? That firms it up of what you, what the achila creates a kiyum. That's what the Shem Yishmuel says. That's why you have Sudas Purim. So you have the Megillah, but together with the Megillah, you have to have a Suda. And there's the sheet of the Mordechai that even at night you should have a Suda. Even though the Sudas Purim you have Balayla, Yotzo Yudei Chavaso, but that means if you only have Balayla. But you still should wash at night on Purim, also to have a suda, and that, it says in Shem Shmuel, that accompanies the kriya. Together with the kriya, then you have to firm it up. That's the suda. So you, at night, you have a kriya, a suda. You have in the daytime, you have a kriya, another suda. And that's the idea of me'ish, of the firmness of Shabbos, and Shabbos we have that's the mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah, and it could be, as I told you before, it could be it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, So it's not something that we should be mezalzel with, because it could be a mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer says the only mitzvah achila we have bezman hazeh. Chasam Sofer writes in the tshuva. We only have one mitzvah of real achila bezman hazeh. That's matzah on Erev Pesach, because as I told you before, the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos is not really a mitzvah achila. It's onik. It's onik Shabbos. That's why if you're not enjoying it, you're not really yotzei the mitzvah. So if you didn't space the hours properly, then you could just force it down yourself, then you're not really yotzei the mitzvah. There's also an Indian of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. My Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, always would tell us it's not a chova, but it's still he would always I got that chinuch. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, he would always tell us that Sudas Rosh Chodesh, we should wash for Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So sometimes our Rosh Chodesh has a chashivas of a Suda. And Pidyon HaBen, there the Suda is, to be mefarsem the mitzvah. So you have a din of and Suda's chasana and these ideas, but the Suda Shabbos is a special mitzvah. And Ati Dekaf, the Chasam Sofer even had this idea that maybe you can even have matzah on Erev Pesach for the Suda, which is I'm not saying to Paschal like that. And usually either we have chametz or we have people have egg matzah and things like that. But the Chasam Sofer has this tremendous chiddush, and the Mishnah Socher of Taftel, the Baal Ein Baban B'Smecha, has a tshuva based on the Chasam Sofer to say that one could even follow that shita of the Chasam Sofer and have matzah and have matzah very basic. It's very common not to have matzah, even though I'm giving a series of shiurim now to my Talmidim that certain halachas that are only quoted in the Yerushalmi and not quoted in the Talmud Bavli. And one of them is this halacha of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. It's interesting, it doesn't appear in Talmud Bavli. Such a basic halacha, it doesn't appear And then I quoted George Lentz, I quoted you, because the idea of having the mezuzah, if you have a tall doorway, and you're supposed to put the mezuzah normally in the bottom of the top third, but if it's very tall, Yerushalmi says, oh, they'll put a shoulder height. But it's only in the Yerushalmi, it's not in the Bavli. So Rav Avadi Yosef Paskin, no, you should always put it in a top third, even a tall one. And George told us that once in the Shir, that they once asked Rav Avadi Yosef about the city of Yerushalayim, that they put it in the shoulder height. They don't put it against his psak. So George told me that Rav Avadi Yosef never asked him. So I said it over correctly, that was his psak. But most people don't follow Rav Avadi Yosef. Most in this case, most people, if it's a tall doorway, the minhag is to put it shoulder height. Because you're supposed to, because the idea of is to see it, to see the mezuzah. Just and that's the. And in Eretz Yisrael, I never saw this in America, but you have the Jerusalem stone. You've seen the Jerusalem stone, and a lot of times the mezuzah is, you're allowed to put the mezuzah in the wall, in the I never seen this in America. You've seen it in Israel, right? It's in the stone. It's in the stone, not on top of the stone, but in the stone. But the halacha is there has to be tefach ha-samuch, and if you plaster it over, you're not yotze, because then you're not going to be able to see that the mezuzah was there, and the mezuzah you have to see. So if the mezuzah is something that you should be noticing as you're coming in and out. That's for men. So therefore, that's the same idea as Ravadi pointed out, that if you're going to put the mezuzah too high up, then in the case of when a tall door, then you're going to walk by, you're not going to notice it. Part of the The idea is to be able to see it, see the mezuzah as you're coming in. So these are some ideas of Suda. And the Suda is the Ikka Simcha. Chas V'Shalom, somebody is an Ovel. So one of the main things that to go to a Simcha is eating at the Simcha. In other words, as Rav Avadi pointed out, if you go and you don't eat and there's no music, that could, as Rav Avadi pointed out, that could be okay. But the eating is the Ikka Simcha. That's the Ikka thing, the music and the eating. But just schmoozing, that's okay.